Hey, it's Pat. I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. In case you're not familiar with me, I've been helping people retire for over 20 years now, author of the book Save Your Retirement and host of the Save Your Retirement radio show. Our goal with this show is to provide you with valuable and timely information to help you plan your retirement or, if you're already retired, help you make the most of it. Ultimately, we want to help you use your money to accomplish your goals and dreams and to help you avoid any stress and fear with your finances and instead replace those with confidence and peace of mind. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe so you won't miss future episodes. Also, if you'd like to give us a great rating, it would mean so much to us and it helps get the word out so we can share this valuable information with others. Thank you so much, and now here's this week's episode.
This radio show is a paid placement.
You've read his books.
You see him on television.
You follow him on social media.
And you can listen to him talk about life and retirement right here, right now.
He is Pat Struby, and this is Save Your Retirement, presented by Preservation Specialists.
Thanks for joining us today. This is Save Your Retirement with Pat Struby. Pat is the founder of Preservation Specialists, and I am Jen Rezac alongside. You know, if you have questions about retirement, and really, who doesn't if you haven't retired yet, who better to ask than someone who's already been there? Right now in this part of the show, we want to share some top advice from people who've been there, done that, real retirement tips from real retirees. But before we do that, Pat, let me ask you, what are some of your top kind of practical tips for people who are getting ready to retire? Anything come to mind?
Wow.
It's a big question. No pressure.
Yeah. Well, there's the serious side and there's the funny side. So I would say if you're married, don't drive your spouse crazy, because I've seen people, you know, suddenly you have all this time together and you haven't had that much time together, maybe in your whole lives. So that's one I say tongue in cheek. But you do probably need to figure something out about that.
Yeah.
You know, we spend so much time, the financial end of retirement is so complicated. And you think of all the different things that go into that. But that's not the only thing. And we love to say, you know, we've retired with dozens and dozens and dozens of our clients. So we've seen what works and what doesn't work. And on the more serious side and not talking finances, one of the things is you need to find your purpose. If you've been working in a career for 20, 30, or 40 years and you give that up cold turkey, you have to replace that with something,
right?
And so, you know, one of the diagrams I saw that I really like is it talks about four different starting points: things that you love, things you're good at, things you can be paid for, and then things the world needs. And then you can kind of take those and piece them together and say, okay, well, do I want to volunteer? Do I want to work part-time? Do I want to just follow hobbies? So it's kind of a cool idea just to get you, you know, the wheels turning on that. But I don't have a lot of people that are thrilled just to sit in the recliner and watch TV all day, you know? So you want to find a little something else to do. So that would be my more serious
suggestion. Yeah, and you know, that kind of goes with some of the other things that people had to say here when people were talking about, you know, you might miss the challenge and comfort of having a place to go every day. That's what one retiree said. Another said after retiring at age 60 and then traveling with his wife by age 70, he was ready for a job. He said, I miss the routine, the camaraderie. People just miss having that structure. And so I think that really goes along with what you were talking about there. And then I thought this one was interesting. There was one retiree in this article I found who said, be prepared to be flexible even with long-held dreams. Because sometimes, you know, maybe you're a married couple and you've talked about this is our dream once we get to retirement. And then you actually get there and somebody has a change of heart about maybe their travel plans or their ability to retire or to walk away from their career, and it can kind of change things. So what conversations do you have with people about the changes in their daily lives after they retire and how they can navigate some of these changes?
Yeah, I think that it's always important to know that we're all different and we're all changing, you know? And so that's really, I love that last piece, Jen, where if you are married, you might go into retirement with this plan and there might be major curveballs there and, you know, that you have to be understanding of your loved ones in that type of scenario. And hopefully they return that too. The other thing that, you know, I always have to try and add a little bit of humor, at least there's also times when you have this long-standing, long-held dream but maybe you haven't done a good job of communicating to your spouse. And then I'm in a meeting with you and we talk about it. And one of them says, I don't want to do that. Why are you, you know, I don't want to sell the house and drive around in an RV for the rest of our lives. You know what I mean? So I always joke, it's good to have those conversations before you retire and not afterwards.
For sure. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's one of those things that the other thing that I'll mention is beware of, you know, internet advice of this is what everyone should do. Because man, I have clients that could not be happier. They retired all at once and they've never worked again. They've never wanted to and they've been so happy. I have clients that retire and the next week they're looking for part-time work and that just fits them better, you know. And I have clients that, you know, they have hobbies and they focus on that. And I have other clients that they're immediately babysitting their grandkids. And so there's so many things that you can be spending your time doing. And the only thing that's shared in all of those things is give it some thought and think about what you'd actually want to be spending your time doing and just realize you have this amazing blessing that you actually have that opportunity to have that time. And so let's find something that you love, that you're excited about. And then, you know, then we could build the financial plan around that. And that's the reason this comes into play with what we're talking about, because we have clients that they love to camp and they like camp, like in a tent, you know?
Yeah.
And which is, you know, a little bit rougher than, you know, my style personally. you know, I'm a little dainty for that kind of a thing. And so they have an awesome life and they go see beautiful places, but their expenses aren't that high. And then, you know, we have other clients that are, you know, wanting the VIP treatment, you know, in the, you know, traveling the world, and that's much more expensive. And so, you know, there's never any judgment from us. It's what you want to do. And how do we help your finances, you know, allow you to do those things?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as you talk about all these changes that we're having to navigate, the other thing that we might want to recognize is it's one thing to think about maybe living somewhere else or buying that RV or buying a new home in retirement. But some people think it's a good idea to get a second opinion or maybe even take a trial run before they actually lock themselves into something like that. And one retiree who's been there, done that, says, if you think you want to live somewhere else, rent first. Like, go to that location, rent a home for a while before you go ahead and have a mortgage or whatever. How do you talk to people about maybe taking a test drive on their entire retirement before they actually leave their career behind?
Yeah, I love the test drive idea. And I think that's another personality thing, too. And it also probably depends on how, you know, narrow your window is for retirement. What I mean by that is if you've saved just enough to retire, the financial setback, if you move somewhere, sell your home, move somewhere else, and then decide to sell that home and move back, there's a lot of expense there, a lot of cost. Mm-hmm. And maybe you don't have the buffer in your retirement plan to lose that money. And so you need to be a little more careful and maybe do the test drive. Whereas someone else might be a little more, you know, some of our clients are just not the planner type and they just want to be able to get up and go. And if they have the buffer in their retirement plan and if the idea of having extra costs doesn't bother them, you know, we're not here to have the allowance purse strings on you as far as your finances go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's really, really good advice about the test drive, because it kind of comes back to what we were just talking to, which is actually stopping and thinking about what you want to do and giving yourself a chance to really have an idea of that. And then if you can test drive it, and of course, for some people, it's going to be a perfect fit. And for some people, they're going to say, well, that was a terrible idea. What on earth was I thinking? And, you know, that's just the way it goes. And it really comes back to, you know, we talk about a custom built retirement plan because every single person's retirement is different. And the reason that the plan has to be different is because your goals and your dreams are going to be different than everyone else's. When we're custom building your retirement plan, we need to talk about not only, you know, the nuts and bolts of your Social Security benefits and do you have a 401k and things like that, but what do you want to do? Where do you want to do it? What's it going to cost? And that's a really fun conversation. So if you've never had that kind of conversation, especially if you're within 5 or 10 years of retirement, call us now at 803-9-RETIRE. We call that your retirement review, and you can do that with one of our planners as a listener to the show at no cost and no obligation. To get started with that type of review, just call us at 803-9-RETIRE.
Talking today with Pat Strube. He is the founder of Preservation Specialists, and I'm Jen Rizak. Alongside today, we're sharing words of wisdom from people who have already retired, and here are a few more. And some of these things can be kind of tough, so it's good to hear some of these lessons that other people have learned, but still, illness, divorce, death, all these things can contribute to the loneliness that older adults can feel. So some retirees say be prepared to navigate challenging and changing relationships over time. One retiree says chronic illness becomes more common in our later years. So do things like travel while you can, even before you retire, because, quote, health does not last forever. And then another word of wisdom from some of these already retired folks: your favorite pastimes might change once you're able to do them all day, every day. So be prepared to find new interests and new hobbies. And I'm sure we can all relate to that, Pat. It always sounds so good to want to do something, and then when it's all we can do, then we want to do something else. So how do you talk to people, though, about creating that spending plan that would allow them to fulfill their personal goals and keep their hobbies and all those types of things once they retire?
Yeah, those are some really good points, and it makes me think of a couple of things. The first one, to your specific question, the spending plan is definitely what I like to call where we're building your income plan, because we have so many really smart clients, but they don't work in the financial world. And so they say, I'm saving all this money, I'm accumulating, I'm putting it away. How do I live off of that someday? And so that's what we do. If we figure out all the different inputs, the Social Security, the 401k, the savings, the pension benefits, whatever, how do you make the most out of all those? How do you piece them all together? And then we match that with your spending plan. And of course, we don't expect you to know that perfectly going into retirement, but we want to try and figure out what's a normal month going to look like, what's a normal year going to look like, and try to map those things out so that when you give notice, you can do that with confidence to say, I feel confident that even if I wanted to come back and work and I couldn't, at least I know financially I'd be able to make it.
One last question here real quickly. What do people often overlook when they're trying to get ready for retirement? And we've heard so many different pieces of advice from retirees, but what do you see people overlooking?
I think, as silly as it sounds, Jen, I think our world is so focused on investments that that's what we get bombarded with every day on the radio, on TV, on the internet. Investments, rate of return, stock market, blah, blah, blah. And it's everything else. It's how do you turn your money into income? How do you stop listening to the nonsense on TV and just focus on having a plan? How do you make sure you're keeping as much of your income as you can instead of paying most of it in taxes? How do you protect yourself from escalating nursing care costs? All those things all wrapped up together, all the other areas of that custom-built retirement plan. Those are the things that often get overlooked because we're told all the time you need to have a certain amount of money piled up for retirement and you need to be making X percent a year. Turn that noise off and make sure you've got a plan in place to do the things you want to do. Those are the things that matter the most. They say nearly 70% of Americans are missing a written financial plan, and people without a plan tend to feel less confident about their future. And a written financial plan can help you feel more financially stable, so you don't have to be one of those people worried if your money will last or if you can even afford to retire. We have a process for helping you create an income strategy, and we start with what we call our custom-built retirement review. If you're listening to me right now and you don't have an income strategy, and based on the statistics, you probably don't, I invite you to call us so we can help you create that income strategy to prepare you for the retirement of your dreams. There's no cost and there's no obligation for listeners of the show. Call 803-9-RETIRE and ask for your retirement income analysis.
Take advantage of this special opportunity from Pat Struve and his team to help make sure you won't run out of money, and you may even be able to boost your returns over time. Get started today. That number Pat just shared, 803-9-RETIRE. Again, that's 803-9-RETIRE. This is Save Your Retirement with Pat Struve. We've got a lot more coming up on the other side of the break, so stay tuned. We'll be back.
John Farley here. According to the U.S. Debt Clock, in the time you hear this commercial, our nation's debt will go up by $1.5 million. That's more than $2 billion a day, $15 billion a week. Right now, our debt is over $31 trillion and climbing fast. The question is, how do we pay it off? The answer, increasing taxes. Now think about your retirement accounts. Do you want to pay taxes on some of that money now when rates are historically low, or later when rates are potentially higher? Whether you should pay taxes now or in the future depends on a lot of things. The team at Preservation Specialist knows what to look for. Our advisors can help you create a plan so your retirement is as tax efficient as it can be. Call 803-9-RETIRE to set up a visit with an advisor at Preservation Specialist. That's 803-9-RETIRE. When taxes go up, will you be ready? Call now, 803-9-RETIRE.
Securities offered through Arcadios Capital, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Arcadios Wealth Preservation Specialists and Arcadios are not affiliated through any ownership.
The team at Preservation Specialists have put together a retirement rescue kit to help you get your plan started. To get yours, text the word RETIRE to 803-973-8473 right now. That's RETIRE to 803-973-8473.
Thanks for joining us today on Save Your Retirement with Pat Struby. I'm Jen Rizak here alongside Pat. He is the founder of Preservation Specialists. He is the author of the books Save Your Retirement and The Retirement Secret. And I don't know, Pat, how much of a handyman are you around the house?
That question is quite humorous. Wherever she is, my wife is rolling on the floor laughing right now.
Not super handy. Well, here's why I bring it up.
Okay.
You know, it's a lot easier to get a job done if you have the right tools. So that's the analogy we're going to work from a little bit. And I mean, even if you're not the handiest of handymen, you probably know you've got to have the right tools to finish your project. I mean, it is the worst when you get into something and you don't have what you need to finish your project, right? Or you don't have the right tools for the job.
Yes, and that has definitely been something when I've tried to do something at my house, my buddies always laugh about the lack of, let's just say the tool shed is not as full at my house because of my lack of skills. And then it gets compounded by the fact that I'm not working on projects very often. And so what I'll often do is if I'm like hanging up a curtain or something, I'll end up leaving all the tools like in that room and forget about them. So then when I need to do the next project and I go to the toolbox, there's nothing in there.
So
it's very, very difficult to actually accomplish what you're trying to accomplish if you don't actually have the right tools.
Well, and I don't know if Janelle does that passive aggressive thing that I do. If there are tools out and they're not put away where they're supposed to, I will just find somewhere else and just stick them there. And then when it's, where did you put it? I'm like, I don't know. I just put it where it made sense for me to put it because you're leaving stuff in the kitchen. It's not where it goes. So she could be part of that complication. I'll just
say. Almost sounds aggressive.
Well,
I mean,
maybe it's not passive aggressive. Just out and out aggressive. That's right.
Yeah.
I aggressively put it in the wrong drawer. That's right. Well, but you're right. I mean, you got to be organized. You want the right tools for the job. You want to know where things are. And the reason I bring this up is because the same thing is true with our financial tools, right? Mm-hmm. We have different financial tools, and the ones that we'll use in retirement, they're going to be different from our working years. So we want to recognize that. So when we are thinking about the retirement tools, Pat, and I did some research on this. You do a Google search and you will get millions of search results. I'm not kidding. There's a lot of information to sort through. One of the ones that I saw, though, it was this online toolkit put together by the Department of Labor. So this is from the federal government. And they said what goes in their little retirement toolkit was Social Security. They had some information about Medicare. And then they talked about basic retirement savings plan, just kind of some general information there. So that's in the federal government's retirement toolkit, Social Security, Medicare, and savings. What else would you put in that toolkit? Or what else would you say should belong on that list?
Yeah, I like that terminology, you know, having kind of a retirement toolkit. And I think, you know, that's actually a pretty good start, I would say, from the federal government. I mean, Social Security, Medicare, and retirement plans, that's kind of covers everyone, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But it doesn't cover everything. And so I think, you know, if we think of our five areas that we cover in a comprehensive plan, the first one is income. Certainly Social Security is part of that. I would want to know if someone has any pension benefits. That would certainly be something that would be important. And then, of course, one of the pieces that we deal with most of our clients is they have some type of nest egg, and either immediately when they retire or at some point down the road, they're going to need some supplemental income from that. So we have to figure that out. The second part would be anything related to investments, and the toolkit you Googled mentions basics about retirement savings plans. But of course, we all know there's all kinds of ways we can save and invest money in bank accounts and IRAs and Roth IRAs and brokerage accounts, all those kinds of things. So we need to have a strategy for those. Nothing about taxes in that toolkit. We think taxes is becoming bigger and bigger deal. That's a big one. Healthcare is an area we think is important. So Medicare is a really important and complicated part of that. So it's good that that's there. But we would want to be thinking about just regular health insurance needs as well as long-term care. And then finally, the estate plan is our last area. And that's not talked about at all in that case, but we want to be thinking about legal documents, beneficiaries on your accounts, and things like that. So there's a lot of things in the toolkit, and we want to make sure we're not ignoring any of those.
Right. And again, and this is what we'll talk about here kind of throughout the next couple segments, it's important that we are identifying the different jobs that we want to do, and then we're using the right tools for that job. Because, Pat, there are times when we think something isn't working financially for us, but it turns out we aren't using it the right way. We aren't using it the way it was intended to be used. So talk about that aspect as well, where we need to not only know what these different tools are, but we need to make sure we're using them the right way.
Yeah, I love this topic, Jen, because it immediately brings to mind a couple of things. First of all, there are people in the financial media that will say this thing is always great, and this thing's always bad. And it's usually a ridiculous thing. Like they're right. picking sides on life insurance or annuities right. or mutual funds, or even like when you claim your Social Security. And the key is, you know, if someone is trying to save money for a car to buy a month, then an annuity is a horrible choice to make to put your money into.
Right.
But the question is, what are you trying to accomplish? If you're trying to have a guaranteed lifetime income, an annuity is one of the few places you can actually do that. So I think number one, understanding that the tool needs to be the right fit for what you're trying to accomplish. The other thing that comes to mind is early in my career, I was looking at different companies to work with, and I had a mentor, and he said something very profound, which is certain companies in our industry will focus on just one thing. Like they may think life insurance is the best place to put all your money, or mutual funds, or annuities, or what have you. He said, Pat, the problem is if all you have is a hammer, everything starts to look like a nail.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
what he was saying is that there's a lot of people in our financial industry that mean well, but that doesn't mean they're necessarily giving you good advice because they have such a bias in one area.
Right.
And that's the reason we wanted to be independent. And so we're always open to all the different possible tools, because the bottom line to us isn't what tool, it's what are you trying to accomplish as our client.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the reason we take our clients through our five-step retirement review. That's the reason we offer that to listeners of the show at no cost and no obligation. And all you have to do to get started is just give us a call at 803-9-RETIRE. That gets you an opportunity to sit down with one of our planners and talk about where you're at in retirement, and most importantly, what are your goals? What are you trying to accomplish? And we can help you see if you're on track to accomplish those. Once again, no cost and no obligation. The number is 803-9-RETIRE.
Talking today with Pat Strube. He is the founder of Preservation Specialists. And let's start talking about some of the different types of tools we might use in retirement. I want to start with the task of generating income, because that's going to be a very common goal for, I think, anybody heading into retirement. They want income. But again, we want to make sure we are using the appropriate tools here. We don't want to be using something that isn't for income to be getting our income for retirement. So what are some of those tools, Pat, for generating income?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people have the retirement of their dreams without any income, right? So that's kind of a big deal.
It's gonna be tough.
You know, I always come back to the three-legged stool of retirement income. So your Social Security is one of those legs. We want to make absolutely sure we're making the best choices for your Social Security, for you and your family. Number two is a pension, which I know is disappearing, and a lot of people don't have it, but some still do. So we want to make sure we're making good choices there. And then the third, of course, more and more focus and need is on preparing and planning for what to do with your nest egg and how to generate income off of that. And the simple thing that I would say there is we're always open to all different types of investments. What we don't want to do is depend on your risk investments to generate your income, because that's where you run into a dangerous scenario of when you have stock markets that drop, you don't want to be having to sell off of those. So there are things like annuities that can generate income. And then also there are more income producing investments that are generating dividends. So those are the two areas that we're generally going to focus on primarily. And ultimately the main goal there is just to make sure you never are in a situation where you're buying high and having to sell low, because that's when you lose money on your investments.
Mm-hmm. Right. And again, we just want to recognize that, first of all, income is an important part of this. And when it comes to getting that income, we want to be getting it from the right types of places. And Pat, some of this we might carry over into the next segment. But when it comes to growth potential, because growth is something else that a lot of people are looking for when it comes to their retirement savings, what are some of the tools that we might look at for growth rather than income?
Yeah, I mean, when we talk about our financial house, this would be the roof. And so historically, that would be the stock market. That's a great place to have growth potential. So you want to have some diversification there. Of course, so many people come to us and they've got plenty of growth because they've been saving their 401k, and you don't have a lot of options outside of the stock market there. Well, we have also started, you know, we've tried to find other options that still offer good upside, but have less volatility or risk on the downside. Private equity is an area that we've seen more and more opportunity there, Jen, where you have the ability to have a really nice upside, but it tends to be a more smooth ride, certainly not guaranteed, of course. Anything in the growth world is not going to be guaranteed, but that's the bottom line. We're always trying to figure out how do we get much of the upside with as little of the downside as possible, and we're doing that for two reasons. One is, of course, it's not good for your money if you have a lot of losses, but the other, maybe most importantly, is your sanity. So we tend to make bad decisions when we have a very risky portfolio or lots of drops in the portfolio, and I've seen that in my 25 years, so we're always trying to make sure we're reducing the risk for our clients. And so that's one of those things. If you're not sure about how much risk you're taking in your investments, it's a great opportunity to do an investment review with one of our planners. Give us a call today at 803-9-RETIRE. Our retirement review is no cost and no obligation. That's 803-9-RETIRE.
This is Save Your Retirement with Pat Struby. We'll be back.
You've heard Pat on radio. Now you can see him on television. Tune in Sunday mornings during the 7 o'clock news on WIS-TV, Columbia's NBC Channel 10.
To schedule a visit for your own customized five-step retirement review, call right now, 803-973-8473. That's 803-9-RETIRE.
Thanks for joining us today on Save Your Retirement with Pat Struby. I am Jen Rizak, happy to be here alongside Pat. He is the founder of Preservation Specialists. He is the author of the books Save Your Retirement and The Retirement Secret. And today we're talking about tools for retirement, packing our retirement toolkit. And I mean, there are solutions for just about every problem. There's a tool for just about every financial problem that you have. But Pat, one of the things, and we don't see this with regular tools where you have this emotional reaction or like a refusal to use a certain type of tool. We don't do that. Like if I know you don't do a ton of projects around the house, but if you were, I don't know, like maybe in your dining room chair, something came loose and you needed to tighten that, and you asked Janelle for a screwdriver, she wouldn't say, no, I don't believe in screwdrivers. I'm going to go get you a hammer. Like she doesn't, you don't do that.
You don't do that.
But we do that with financial tools. We might say, look, here's something you might consider. Oh, no, my mother-in-law had one. She didn't like it, so I'm not going to use that. Talk about why we do that and why that could be a dangerous way of thinking.
Well, let me ask you this, Jen. I've been told that I don't do this very often, but tens of thousands of people every Saturday go out and they buy a quarter-inch drill bit for their drill, okay?
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Why do they buy a quarter-inch drill bit?
I don't know. Why?
Because they want a quarter-inch hole, right? So it's the right tool for the job. Hang with me.
Very specifically. Okay.
Yes. So the idea is that any one of these things is just a tool. And
yeah.
So it's coming back to your point, but it's just kind of the story behind it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We do have such a... There is such a connotation of that in our industry, and there is a lot of previously held opinions, and it could be, you know, maybe you love Dave Ramsey, and Dave Ramsey gives some great advice on a lot of things,
sure.
But he has some very opinionated, you know, feedback on some certain tools that are out there, or maybe your great aunt got ripped off by somebody on a certain thing, and you just are always kind of assuming that's a bad thing. And one of the kind of, I would say one of the gurus or the people that have really taken the education of retirement planning to the extreme over the last decade, his name is Wade Fowle. He's a professor and a writer, and he's done all kinds of studies on making, you know, the most efficient or the best possible retirement. And one of the examples he goes through is he says much of the financial community leans heavily towards either a growth type of mindset like brokerage or a safe type of mindset like a bank account or an annuity or something like that. And he comes through study after study and he finds that almost always for most people, using a blend of both of those is actually best. You know, not having everything buried under the mattress and not having everything in the most aggressive investment possible. Now,
right.
That makes logical sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he says the problem is it's hard to get advice like that and it's hard for us to be willing to do that because we have these biases biases. And so he talks about the best possible scenario is if you can be agnostic about the tools. So don't have an opinion about it, but just see what they're going to accomplish. That puts you in the best position so that you can have the most effective retirement plan possible.
Well, and when you talk about, you know, having maybe multiple tools, that's the whole idea behind a retirement toolkit. We aren't just carrying one financial tool into retirement. We are going to have several different things that our money needs to do, and that's why we need more than one strategy or more than one tool to do it. And there's got to be balance there also, Pat. You know, earlier in the show, we talked a little bit about how there are tools for growth and there are tools for income. Talk a little bit about how you find the right balance with those two different objectives, growth versus safety.
Yeah, when we're looking at, you know, the balance between growth versus safety for retirement, this is really what my last book, The Retirement Secret, is all about. We like the idea of picturing a financial house, and that's your nest egg. And where are you going to put your money in that financial house? And so I know this sounds crazy, but I always start with the roof, because the roof is your growth money, your risk money. And the reason I like to start there is that's where most of us have our money in our 401ks as we're accumulating in retirement. Well, that doesn't mean you need to get out of, you know, growth investments in retirement. It just means you need other things too. So you've got growth money in the roof. And then if we go down to the foundation of the house, that's your safe guaranteed money. That's your emergency reserve in the bank. If you have CDs, if you have annuities that have guarantees, those are going to be down there. Those are not as exciting, not as flashy, but they are providing you with that stability and that safety that you need in retirement, especially when you're not working anymore. And then we call the middle the walls. And the walls is literally everything that goes in between. And like you said, these are generally dividend income producing investments. And the goal there is they're going to be a lot less risky than the roof, but they're not fully guaranteed like the things in the foundation. And so coming back to your original question, Jen, how do we balance that? That's why the first meeting with our planners is talking about what you're trying to accomplish and also what your goals are, what your comfort is with risk. And then we can start to get that balance for you. Some of our clients might have an equal third in each of those areas of the house. But that's the beauty of the fact that we custom build your retirement plan. We also custom build your financial house. We want to help you figure out, you know, what makes the most sense for you. Some people really don't want very much risk. So we see if they can afford to really keep their risk down. And then of course, other people might want to have more growth. So they may shift that way. So we have found that analogy to be a huge help, because everyone can understand that there's three different levels in the house. And it's a quick, easy visual way to look at it.
Pat, as we talk a little bit about some of these different tools, we might think about life insurance. That is a financial tool that a lot of people use, especially during their early family years when you've got kids, you've got things, financial obligations that will need to be taken care of. How could that fit in the retirement toolkit? Does it fit in the retirement toolkit?
Yeah, life insurance is a great example of something when you say the term, most of us immediately have a reaction to that,
mm-hmm,
right?
Right.
And maybe it could be good. Maybe life insurance, you know, saved your family when someone died suddenly, or for a lot of people, they got sold a policy and maybe it wasn't sold for the right reasons. It was sold to generate a commission and not to actually help you. And so for a lot of people, they have a negative feeling about life insurance. We always come back to, what are you trying to accomplish? Well, if you still, you know, have a mortgage, or, you know, you're concerned about protecting your spouse or even maybe your kids as you're getting close to retirement, there may still be a place for life insurance. That's one of the areas we'd want to look at. The other thing is life insurance companies have really developed some unique strategies over the last decade or so. And so one example would be some life insurance policies, you can access the death benefit for nursing care needs in retirement. That's a pretty unusual structure and pretty, you know, we've had some clients where that's been a great fit because long-term care costs is one of their biggest concerns. So to us, it comes all the way back again, once again, to what goals are you trying to accomplish? And does life insurance make any sense at all? For some people, it won't. And for some, it's something that's worth really looking into. And it really comes back to, Jen, that idea of sitting down and talking to a planner. And for most people that come in and see us, that's going to take a couple of meetings. The first one is really to get to know you and see what you're trying to accomplish and helping you see if you're on track. And then we want to do some analysis and come back and give you some ideas and strategies. And that would be an example of where we would help you figure out if there's any benefit to having life insurance or not. That's just one simple example. So if you haven't sat down with a professional like that before, give us a call at 803-9-RETIRE. We offer that. We call it a 5-step retirement review at absolutely no cost and no obligation to listeners of the show. If you'd like to take advantage, call us now at 803-9-RETIRE.
This is Save Your Retirement with Pat Struby. I am Jen Rizak alongside Pat. That number one more time is 803-9-RETIRE, or if you prefer to hear just the numbers, it's 803-973-8473. Pat, let's talk real quickly about some of the tools that we can use to help with concerns about health care costs in retirement. What are some ways to deal with that issue?
Yeah, we always feel like when we're looking at healthcare costs in retirement, we just want to look at them in three different categories. So the first one is Medicare, of course, which for most situations you qualify at age 65. And that has, of course, it doesn't cover everything, but it can cover a lot of, you know, medical and hospital bills. And then we need to work around that. So the next piece would be certainly if you are hoping or planning to retire before 65, what do we do for healthcare coverage at that point? Do you have individual health insurance or a spouse's coverage? You know, how do we make sure you're protected from, you know, huge healthcare costs during that time frame? And then the third piece, of course, is long-term care. You know, Medicare does not cover very much for long-term care. So if you need a stay in a facility or if you need care at home, most health insurance isn't going to cover that. So we just want to be thoughtful about making sure you're going into that with eyes wide open and understanding there's a risk there. And then, of course, being able to, you know, look at the different tools to address that.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the tools for long-term care. And this is one of those areas, Pat, where we've had a little bit of an evolution because there wasn't as many options before as there are today. We used to have that traditional standalone long-term care policy, but this is another area where we've seen some new options come about in recent years, right?
Yeah, I started in January 3rd of 1997, and that was like the heyday of long-term care insurance, and everyone said it was going to revolutionize the insurance industry. It did in a way, because almost every company got out of that business. So we don't have a lot of people that are buying standalone long-term care policies anymore because the costs have ramped up so much in that area. Yeah. So a couple of things have happened. Some clients just decide to self-insure, which of course, if you understand the risks, that's certainly an option. I mentioned a moment ago, there are life insurance policies that will let you access the death benefit for nursing care. That's a fit for some people. The other thing that's been developed is if there's any benefit to using an annuity with a lifetime income guarantee in your retirement plan, there are some annuity companies that will actually increase the amount of income if you need nursing care. So let's say you're taking $1,000 a month out of your annuity. It might have a doubler where now you get $2,000 a month coming out of that account. And of course, that's probably not going to be enough to cover all of those costs. But instead of having like one policy that just covers everything, now what we try and do is piece things together, you know, to try and minimize the cost. And that's highly individualized and very different for each of our clients. And so that's why we build that out in a custom way for everybody.
And Pat, let's just talk a little bit again. We need to recognize that we need to use a different combination of tools, and it's important that we buckle down and get this done. This is a stat that we shared a little bit earlier, but nearly 70% of Americans are missing a written financial plan, and people without a plan, when people haven't thought about these things and these different tools, Pat, if you don't have that plan, you tend to feel less confident about your future.
There's no doubt about that. And we know that a lot of you are worried that you haven't saved enough or that you maybe won't even be able to retire and that you probably don't have a written financial plan. And a written financial plan can help you feel more financially stable. So you don't have to be one of those people worried if your money will last or if you can even afford to retire. We have a process for helping you create an income strategy. And we start with what we call our five-step retirement review. If you're listening right now, you don't have an income strategy, we invite you to call so we can help you figure out how much you'll need for the retirement you've been dreaming about and uncover the main risks posing a threat to your retirement, including inflation, stock market risk, potential tax increases, and rising healthcare costs. For listeners of this show, there's no cost and there's no obligation. All you have to do is call 803-9-RETIRE and ask for your retirement income analysis. Once again, that number is 803-9-RETIRE.
We have more coming up on Save Your Retirement, but now it's time for today's Medicare Minute with author and Medicare expert, Tim Hanbury.
Most people on Medicare have never heard of an Advance Beneficiary Notice, or ABN. An ABN is a form that doctors and hospitals use if they believe a service being provided may not be covered or considered medically necessary by Medicare. ABNs are important and must be given to you prior to any service or item that may not be paid. If you didn't sign an ABN, then the provider cannot bill you for the service or item if denied by Medicare. ABNs protect you as they give you the opportunity to accept or refuse a specific item or service before they're given. They also protect you from surprise billing if Medicare denies payment. Keep in mind that ABNs do not apply for services that are specifically excluded from Medicare coverage, for example, a routine eye exam for eyeglasses. ABNs only apply if you have original Medicare Parts A and B. If you have a supplement plan, then you have Medicare Parts A and B. However, if you have an Advantage plan, while you're still paying for Part B of Medicare, you have transferred your coverage to an insurance company and ABNs don't apply.
Visit Tim's website, MedicareBlueprint.com, to download a free copy of his book. Or if you would like to talk with Tim, call 803-9-RETIRE to schedule a consultation.
The team at Preservation Specialists have put together a retirement rescue kit to help you get your plan started. To get yours, text the word RETIRE to 803-973-8473 right now. That's RETIRE to 803-973-8473.
Thanks for joining us today on Save Your Retirement with Pat Struby. Pat is the founder of Preservation Specialists, and he is the author of the books Save Your Retirement and The Retirement Secret. And he knows very well that retirees face a lot of choices when they get to retirement, and it can feel like such a dilemma trying to make a final decision on things like what you will do and where you will go, and then all the tough financial questions. It's kind of like the longest game of would you rather that you'll ever play. And we've played this here before on the show, Pat, but it's always fun when we can revisit retirement would you rather. So I hope you are ready to make some real tough, real serious choices.
I'm excited. It's fun, Jen. Let's do it.
Not serious. Okay, so we're going to start with a funny one just to, you know, remind everybody how the game is played and, you know, just have a little fun here. So, first big question, would you rather never lose your keys again or never lose your phone again?
Oh, goodness. Well, that's a terrible question, Jen.
I know. You don't want to have to choose, but you have to. It's the rule of the game.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I'm an overthinker, Jen.
You're defeated.
Yeah. I guess I was thinking of like a one-time thing, but this is like ever. Right? Because I was thinking about, well, where am I when I lose my keys? But I have no control over that, so that's
none.
A factor.
That's right.
So I'm just going to blatantly cheat, okay? So I have an Apple Watch that pings my phone when I lose it.
Sure.
So I want to never lose my keys because I don't have that for my keys.
Yes.
So that's my very logical answer.
I think that I would say the exact same thing because I had the same thought. But as you know, I don't have the iPhone. I have the Samsung.
Oh,
you know, the other
oh
phone.
No.
Everybody gets angry during
how
our text
How had I forgotten
messages.
That? Yeah. What a weirdo.
I know. But I would use Find My Phone and Find My Phone that way. But
so
yeah.
You still have a path to success.
Yes, I still have a path to success despite not being so mainstream with my phone choices.
If I may add one thing that you're not really asking, I am very OCD and my keys go in the same place every single time.
Which is
so
smart.
Well, it works for me, and if I lost my keys all the time, I probably would put some kind of tag on them so where I could ping them, you know, because you can do that now.
Well,
but anyway.
And, you know, and having somebody, like I have two teenage, well, the one's not a teenager anymore. I have two underage drivers in my house who don't understand how to put their keys on the little, like, hook. I'm like, it's right here by the front door. It's a place to hang our keys. Instead of just like throwing them at the top of the stairs or wherever you're going to set them. Lessons. Okay. I shouldn't have even opened that can of worms, but I did. Sorry. Okay. That's the fun would you rather. Now let's get into retirement would you rather. So here's a big would you rather question that a lot of people actually have to face in reality. Would you rather leave a big inheritance to your family or spend it all? When you could.
That's a great one, Jen. That's maybe one of the biggest ones for retirement, I think.
Yeah.
And what my mind comes to with this one is that when I started, my first day was January 3rd, 1997. Yes. And no, I wasn't 10 years old when I started, but I know because I look like such a spring chicken. But when I would meet with people, you know, in the first maybe half dozen years of my career, It really felt like if I was talking to someone at retirement or in retirement, Jen, they were thinking about how do I leave as much as possible behind. It was so common. And there was no, you know, switch that flipped. But at some point in the last 10 to 15 years, it has gone night and day. And it's not that we have very few clients that are intentionally trying to spend everything down.
Sure.
But what I would say is they're not focused on leaving a pile of money, if that makes sense. And I wonder if that it, we're speaking in just that short period of time, that difference in generations of the people now who are retiring, they did have parents who saved it all and they didn't enjoy it. And we have so many clients that have said, I kept telling my parents, spend it, enjoy it. And, you know, they just didn't feel comfortable doing that. So it's a really interesting thing to think about. And, you know, we ask every single new client, you know, to we want to talk that out because that's a really big deal. If it's important to you to leave dollars behind, or maybe you have real estate that's been in the family for a long time. Like those are really important things that your financial planner should know. Right. And so we want to make sure to be asking those questions to find out what you're trying to accomplish. The most common answer I get, Jen, is I'd love to leave them something behind, but my bigger priority is to enjoy my retirement.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you look, Pat, at just the things that have changed in our society, how long retirements are. It didn't used to be a really long retirement that people had, so they didn't have a ton of time to enjoy it. And now when you look at, you know, how long our kids are dependent on us financially, the braces, the glasses, the cars, the college tuition, you see why people are maybe having some different perspectives here on some of this. Also, we've talked before on this show about famous people who don't have a will or who don't get their affairs in order, but there are a lot of celebrities who have come out and said they don't want to leave an inheritance to their kids. So Gordon Ramsay, for example, who I think is really fun, does not intend to leave his money to his children so he can avoid spoiling them. They don't get to sit with their parents in first class when they fly somewhere. He once said they haven't worked anywhere near hard enough to afford that. And he's like, get back there and coach. That's
why hilarious.
That's why I love Gordon Ramsay. And I don't know if he dropped in some bad words. I just kept it clean. Sting is worth an estimated $400 million, but he says he doesn't plan to leave any trust funds to his children. And Marie Osmond, my mom was a big fan of Donnie and Marie. She does not plan to leave any of her $20 million to her 8 kids, and she will give it all to charity. So, I mean, we're seeing people who are saying, hey, we're not going to leave everything to the next generation. We want to help them, but we're not going to totally leave everything to them.
Yeah, it's interesting, Jen. It reminds me of two other stories that you didn't cover. One is, you know, I'm a huge basketball fan and a big Lakers fan,
yes.
And Shaquille O'Neal was, you know, a 3-time champion.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't know if you've heard this quote.
I think I know where you're going.
I don't remember. One of his kids was saying something to him about them being rich, and he said, well, you're not rich. I'm rich.
Yeah.
And then, but the other one, a very famous one in our world, is Warren Buffett, who is one of the wealthiest people in the world. When asked about this, he said, I'm going to leave my children enough money so they can do anything, but I will not leave them enough so they can do nothing.
Yeah.
And I think that's a pretty powerful statement to make. And, you know, it really does speak to hopefully having a financial planner that can be somewhat of a financial counselor too, as you kind of think through what do you really want, you know, having money. We don't have money just to have the biggest pile of money or the biggest number on your net worth statement. What do you actually want to do? What do you want that money to accomplish for you? And for most of us, it's things like security and protecting my loved ones and things like that. It's not having spoiled kids or grandkids. You know
right.
what I mean?
Sure.
So it really is an interesting thing to think about. And I think, you know, a lot of our clients, if they are specifically saving for a family member, it's often for their grandkids, you know, grandkids' college funds or something like that. So it's a really awesome thing to go from maybe you're early in your life and just scrimping by to pay your bills to now feeling like, hey, maybe we have enough, we can share the wealth and do something really cool for our family or for our church or charity or something like that. And those to me are exciting conversations to have.
Well, and how many grandparents just wish they would have had the grandkids first? And, you know, I mean, but, you know, you mentioned Warren Buffett, and I know philanthropy is a big part of what some of his goals are. And he's talked about trying to do a lot in terms of charitable giving and philanthropy for people who have those types of goals. Maybe they want to leave their money to a charity or organization. They want to engage in some charitable giving. What are some strategies to think about for smart charitable giving? How might you talk to people about that?
Yeah, if you have charitable interests, that's a really important thing to be talking with a planner about, because it used to be that way more people could itemize their deductions, and that's where charitable contributions would go. But when the Trump tax code came in, they reduced our tax rates, which is fantastic and a really big tax savings. However, it's very difficult to itemize your deductions now. So if you're giving anything to church, charity, you know, university and things like that, I would really encourage you to come in and talk to someone like us, because we can help you with that. One thing would be, when you reach age 70, there's a qualified charitable distribution that you can make. So you can send money directly to that nonprofit out of your IRA and bypass income taxes. That's a big tax savings. We have a lot of clients that are doing like a tithe to their church that way. A couple other things that you want to be thinking about is, if you want to leave a nonprofit money when you pass away, we want to do that out of an IRA, because if the IRA goes to your kids or grandkids, they have to pay taxes on it, but a church or charity doesn't. And so you can really, there's some really cool things you can do to essentially make sure that your church or charity and your family are ending up with more and Uncle Sam is ending up with less. And that's one thing that most people can typically agree on.
Well, here's one last would you rather question. Okay. A lot of planning conversations, I think, boil down to this. Would you rather get your affairs in order now and make sure your money goes where you want it to, whether that's charity, family, whatever, or would you rather leave it to your heirs and let them in the courts sort it all out?
I see what you did there, Jen.
Yeah, you like that?
Thanks for finishing on an easy
That's
one.
Right. No,
this is something that, you know, as our clients have aged and as we've worked with more estate attorneys and, you know, planning has become more complex, we've learned a lot about this. And it really is something that, Jen, we always say the two things that we never want to think about are us getting sick or us dying, right? And so that's having a healthcare plan and having an estate plan. And they're so easy to procrastinate, especially when you're healthy. So to us, part of what we're doing is just kind of nudging you and prodding you to get things in order. And then that gives you that peace of mind to know it's done and you don't have to worry about it anymore. But it really is one of those things where it is so encouraging to have something happen to a client that you've worked with and everything goes smoothly with the family and there's no fighting and there's no arguing. But unfortunately, we see cases all the time in our industry where things weren't handled properly or it wasn't planned for. And you can imagine, you know, not only the waste of money and the cost for unnecessary taxes and probate fees and things like that. But of course, the most important thing is the family, you know, the fighting and things like that. So anything that we can do to make sure it goes smoothly and we don't cause problems in the family, we always want to help make sure those things are taken care of as soon as possible.
Pat, as we start to close things out today, let's just talk a little bit about that process that not only includes things like estate planning, legacy planning, which is such an important piece, your end of life and your legacy goals, but that's just one piece of what you would consider to be a comprehensive plan. Tell us a little bit about that and how we can get started.
Yeah, we call our plans that we build custom-built retirement plans, because no two are exactly the same. We are custom-building them for you and your family. The first step to creating a plan like that is our five-step retirement review, which covers five different areas, including estate planning. But of course, some of the big ones that most people are interested in are your retirement investment plan, your retirement income plan, and your retirement tax plan. So putting all those things, having a cohesive plan for all those different areas. And most importantly, for listeners of the show, we do not charge anything for that retirement review, no cost and absolutely no obligation. To get started on that path, it's 803-9-RETIRE. Again, for listeners of the show, it's an opportunity to take a look at your retirement situation, help you see if you're on your path to accomplishing your goals, no cost and no obligation. Call us now at 803-9-RETIRE.
You've been listening to Save Your Retirement with Pat Struby. Remember that number, 803-9-RETIRE, and be sure to tune in again next time for more insights from Pat. In the meantime, have a great week. We'll talk to you next time.
Securities offered through Arcadios Capital, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Arcadios Wealth. Preservation Specialists and Arcadios are not affiliated through any ownership.